This is Paul Lam, and you're listening to the Path Hunters Podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping you unleash the beast from within so you can fearlessly pursue your own path and passion. Join me on this weekly journey filled with inspiring stories and actionable contents. Become a Path Hunter today. Guys, welcome back to another episode of the Path Hunters Podcast. Morning routines. The morning routines is something that everybody should put into practice to set yourself up for success. And it's something that I actually took a look at not too long ago and been kind of trying to find my flow, because like fall is here now. It's October. Winter's around the corner. My body's getting a little bit tougher. It feels the cold. And for whatever reason, it's hard to wake up in the morning. And I know it has to do something with our biology, because we're animals, and usually most of the animals are usually preparing to hibernate and all those sorts. And so we're very similar to that. I feel so lately I've been kind of finding it very difficult to wake up early in the morning. And so even though that was the case, I've been forcing myself to wake up early because I saw a podcast, actually a YouTube video with Casey Neistat. He's my favorite YouTuber and vlogger on YouTube, and he interviewed Jocko Willings, the author and writer of Extreme Ownerships, and he basically, he is so cool. He is a lieutenant commander of a U.S. Marine Corps, and really talks a lot about going to Iraq and the kind of challenges he has to deal with his men, being a leader, and then how to apply in life and in business in general. So I really love his books. I really love his content. But what's ironic that what he said was that, you know, in order to have freedom, you have to be disciplined. You have to be disciplined enough to go and wake up in the morning and build that business and learn the content, disciplined enough to save money, not spend money on stupid shit, and really save, right? So discipline builds freedom. And it's really ironic. It's so cool though, but I love it. I love this concept and I love that. And I've been practicing and really, really, really challenging myself, because like I said, I've been finding it hard to wake up in the morning, and I've been challenging myself to wake up at 5 a.m. in the morning. I've been doing it for the past 5 days so far. So it's been really good. And I love that. And it's been working really well. And then on top of that, it's just been really, really interesting kind of seeing what really triggers me and waking up and what takes the strength. And this is all comes with a lot of experimenting, a lot of, like, you know, eating healthy, going to the gym, being active, and all these tying together with your well-being and how you perform in life and in general. So, you know, I've been really kind of experimenting on different morning routines, waking up in the morning, taking a cold shower, writing down in my gratitude journal, reading for a short period of time, and then waking up. And sometimes in their early morning, I end up going to the gym, running, and then making sure the blood flows and everything like that. And today's one of those days that actually flowed very well, and I loved it. And it was really cool. It was really cool to just kind of see that and kind of remembering why I do what I do, and remembering why I desire the freedom that I've always wanted. And no matter what it takes, and doing whatever I can in my power to do the best that I can be. It was one thing that keeps reminding me over and over and over again. And then I've been actually kind of diving deep into more of learning. Lately, it's been more learning how to learn faster. Jonathan Levy is a expert in this field, where he has this course called Super Learner. And it was a really great course that I've always had in the back pocket of mine, and I've just kind of dove into it recently and really loved it. And you're learning literally how to learn faster, read faster, and then learning, calculating, and training yourself and rebuilding yourself. And so I've only started in this course so far, but so far from what I've seen, I really loved it. I'm actually not loved, but really loving it. And I really enjoy this right now, because, like, it's just, again, the potential of learning faster is appealing to me, because, like, that allows me to learn more. I get access and go through more books quickly. And again, in turn, allows me to do so much more with my life, right? So I'm hoping, cross my fingers and stuff like that, and see what happens. Again, like, whenever you buy a course or you buy anything like that, make sure you go through it, you dive into it. Don't waste your money, something like that. I know it's easy to go and buy like a $99 course and not use it. Like, it's easier to buy like $500. There has to be like a certain pain point money, monetary value involved. So yeah, I remember buying this course through a giant package deal, $250 USD from the a pack called Paradise Pack, and it teaches you how to get all location independent and travel full time. And I never really finished it. I've only dove into one course and never really finished it, but I've always had it in my USB. Opened it up recently and dove into it and saw all the content in there, because I've been kind of just like going back into all the courses that I've always had, and I kind of just like held it there, and it's not a good thing. Like, I really got to practice what I preach, but yeah, like I dove into it. I saw that course. I'm like, it'd be awesome just to learn quickly. And so, yeah, so I'll let you guys know how that goes. But if you guys are similar like me, where you guys are triggered by that, know that I think that what boils down to it is looking at into your why. Why do you do what you do, right? Why do you go to the gym? Why do you eat healthy? Why do you want to go to school? Why do you go want to build this business and stuff like that? Is it because you want to have more time, more freedom, more reasons to hang out, you know, more time to go hang out with your kids or your family or whatever it is? I mean, there's a huge underlying reason why beyond that layer as well too. For me, it's like freedom of time. Like, I've always wanted to travel the world, but like, you know, you're always hindered by money, right? So the thing is, like, the big driver for me is like actually learning and then taking action on what I've learned and then building that business and then growing it, doing whatever it takes to make sure it's the point where I can travel full time and travel the world, see the world, but like not being hindered by the money aspect of it. Because a lot of people travel for 2 weeks out of the year all the time whenever they're working their corporate 9 to 5. And to me, that's not enough. Like, it's not enough to go see the pyramids and traveling the world and seeing so many of the world that has to offer before you die. Because like, again, like, this is our only one and only life. For me, it's like, I don't want to waste that life, right? That's the underlying layer beyond that traveling aspect of it. I want to make sure I live and like one step higher than what my parents lived. My parents are immigrant families. They came from a small village and they really, really, really struggled, right? They really, really struggled. They came over to this country and really built themselves a life, right? A life where they've worked 20, 25 years or so and have really poured their hearts and souls into this, their work and everything like that. But now, even today, like, you know, like, I believe deep down in my core that you can go an extra layer. Like, I think it's just a generational thing. Like, you know, you should always one-up your parents. You should always one-up your grandparents. You should always go a step beyond the generations, right? So, like, again, like, for those, like, to me, I think that's super weak for families that have been here for way too long, that really settled and teaches their kids to play small and play mediocre and really take life on autopilot, right? Like, live your dreams, create art, revolutionize something, build something, go and change the world and do something with that, right? And like I said, it should always be one step up. And for me, it's already one step up already, but I want to see what is the extent of that, right? Like, you know, my parents never finished high school. You know, they lived during like Vietnam War times, right? Like, there weren't time to go to school or anything like that. They were dodging bullets and bombs and everything like that, and trying to deal with, like, you know, the communist countries and all their laws and such, right? So now they're here in this country, in Canada. They're loving it, and they're building a life for themselves, just to provide for me and my little brother, and. I feel like it's like our sole duty to go and build and live our dreams and build it in a happy way and build it in our own image and always one up them, right? You have to do it. Like, I feel like if you're not doing that, you're living your life on autopilot, you might as well may have not lived. Like, you know, you continue just kind of maintaining your family's wealth or whatever it is. But yeah, guys, that is what I have to say for today. I hope you guys get inspired and go do the things that you've always done. One up a generation. Do it. I believe in you. I know you can do it. And I'm personally doing it myself and learning and going through it myself. And like I said, like, you owe it to your families to go and be the best that you can be. You've inherited all that, and it's your duty to go and adapt and grow for the next generation, right? Like I said, like, what the lives that we're going through today is totally going to be different in the next 15 to 20 years or so, 25 years or so. totally different. It's not even going to be the same anymore. Who knows? There could be a second internet because the internet is going to be so cluttered. Who knows what's going to happen? We're going to have like a second version of the internet, or AI technology is going to revolutionize our lives or whatever it is. We're all going to live on the moon or whatever it is. Like a lot of, I feel like a lot of entrepreneurs as well too, I gotta pick on them a little bit, but I feel a lot of entrepreneurs as well too have really just kind of like diddle daddled around and creating funnels and going around in circles and stuff like that. Think about what you want to do, right? What do you want? Like, there's so many people in the world that were, is so capable, who knows they could cure cancer, but may not have done it because, you know, because they're either afraid or they want to play too, they play small, because, you know, they, you know, is what they were taught. But who knows? What if they had the potential to cure like cancer or AIDS or whatever it is, right? Like, you don't know. I feel like you have to explore that. It takes a certain kind of like, being uncomfortable and certain like, you know, threshold that you have to kind of meet and go beyond that, right? That threshold. So think about that a little bit. Think about that, and hope you guys enjoyed this episode today, and I will catch you guys on the flip side. I'm preparing more interviews with you guys, for you guys, and I will catch you guys soon. If you guys have any questions or anything like that, send me an email, paul@pathhunters.com, or, you know, Instagram, pathhunters as well, too. Have yourself a great one, guys. Take care. I hope you guys enjoyed that. Remember to subscribe, share, and review. Thank you for taking the time for listening to this podcast. You can always find me at pathhunters.com. Stay awesome and know that you can become a path hunter today.